Hello once again, Audio Boom. Caitlin here, having a somewhat eventful day, actually. Had to get up at the ass crack of 8 o'clock this morning. I tried to set my alarm for 7, but, you know, kind of rolled over and went back to sleep and said, oh, fuck it, I'll wait till my friend comes over because, I have a friend who's also my cleaning lady, and, so that very awesome person, cleaned my house while I tried to help my ex who was lost and eventually needed help from the assessment training center that he was, like, a block away from. So I'm hoping he got there okay and has done his assessment and everything, but that's his life. As far as mine, we got the house clean, and we went to go thrift shopping, but then it made her incredibly late for her next job, so we had to kind of rush on the way home, and after her job is over, we'll probably be, going out later. But yeah, I've been looking for a decent chair, because right now when I sit at the computer or sit down to eat, I'm using my piano bench, which offers, like, zero support. Thankfully my back's not all out of whack like it was the first time that I was using the bench, because I've been spoiling myself and getting a couple of massages. What do I want to say? That I found a dining set that I wanted. Of course, she thinks that those chairs are just gonna break, so, you know, she was looking for, like, an actual chair, but, like, even the table I'm using now, I'm borrowing my landlady's patio table, so, you know, and kind of draping a tablecloth over it and making it look like a decent table, but there's no room to set the laptop and have a space for food. At least not that I know of. It's just crazy times. I'm kind of running all over the place with this, boom here. But, oh, yeah. The nice thing, even though I had to get up at, like, you know, 8:00 in the morning, my friend was so kind to me and brought me, like, a huge 32-ounce Frappuccino Julio thingy. Well, not a Starbucks one, but, like, one that one of our local bakeries, Flower Garden, makes called a Blast. And, she hands me a big Blast and says, good morning, you know? And, I said, oh, thank you, I need that. And I went from a big Blast to now I'm sucking on a big pecker. A Dr. Pecker, that is. From Jack and the Crack. Which, actually, the lunch I had today from them was really, really good. Well, the tacos were a little fall apart and soggy, but, what do you expect? But, yeah, because usually instead of getting the meal with the fries and stuff, I get, you know, a burger and two tacos. So I tried the new Buttery Jack, which sounds wrong and perverted within itself. But yeah, I tried the, it's basically, a hamburger with, Swiss cheese and bacon that also has, garlic and herb butter on it. And that was, I mean, I love anything that's garlic, onions, you know, any of that strong stuff, and this was so good. Oh my god. So I had my Buttery Jack, and now with my leftover pecker, I'm munching also on some Fritos chili cheese, I was gonna say fries, but they're not fries, they're chips, because Fritos chili cheese chips are badass. And while I'm being rather gluttonous with my food, I'm also trying to productively, there may be a chance that I might be moving to somewhere where there's actually decent bus service, so I'm hoping and praying for that. I just got a meet the landlord and check out the roommates and, you know, see what the deal is there. And, I mean, he says I gotta be somewhat quiet, but hopefully it's not like the horrendous, you know, time I spent in the group home in Sacramento, like, no singing, no machines going off, no nothing. It's like, yeah, you just sucked all the joy and the fun out of actually living. No, I know that it probably wouldn't be a place like that, and I would be respectful, obviously. I just, you know, I want to at least be sure that I'm not, like, disturbing anyone, because I tend to talk to myself and laugh a lot and be loud and flamboyant, and I hope that that's not gonna drive people crazy. So, just waiting for her to get done, with her other job, and then we're gonna be going, out again, because she's gotta do some more clothes shopping, and I possibly have to do some more thrift shopping, and I want to convince her to get that good dining table with the multiple chairs, that affords me a lot of nice room for, computer usage and such. And then we'll see where that goes from there. I don't really have a lot else, planned. There's a cool thing going on at Starbucks tomorrow that would be awesome to attend, but I don't know if I'm going to have anyone to attend that with. And, you know, of course, tomorrow's Friday the 13th, and then Saturday is Singles Awareness Day, or Valentine's Day for those of you who are not single. And, yeah, nothing, no major plans of any kind, as far as I know. Everything's pretty spontaneous. If somebody wants to hang out and do stuff, all they gotta do is come out over here and get me. No, but, yeah, I've been rambling for about 3/4 of my boot time. But it's good to do these updates every couple of days, just so you know that I'm alive and kicking, and, yeah. That's about all I can think, so I'll catch you guys next boom, boom, boom. Until then, good boom and goodbye.